This, we doing this.
This what you want to dance to?
Because of Paul George.
Nah, I respect it. What's it? Gatorade float? Gatorade fresh? Gatorade something.
Something. Gatorade something.
Gatorade something.
But he's going fishing. So, why are you so wrong? Because he got swept.
Can y'all be quiet for a quick sec? So I can introduce the show?
No problem.
All right, thank you.
That was a good intro, though.
Could I say the name of the show?
Go ahead.
Thank you. All right. Welcome to Please Excuse My Tone PMT episode 13. We're back at it again. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for the support. As usual, I'm one of your three hosts, Brandon Lessie to the left.
Justin DeFoo.
And to his left,
Akeem Thompson. AKA.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Rico Kowalski.
Okay, all right. Jay, we need need AKAs, bro.
Y'all got AKAs. Y'all just don't use them.
What's my AKA?
Well, yeah, what's my AKA?
Whatever y'all Instagram name is.
Okay.
Say it now.
All right. I fight little kids. Cool.
Mr. Fat 4-5.
That's definitely his AKA. But nah, Rico Kowalski sounds like a name. I need
something.
AKA Elroy Jetson in the building. I gadgetry at his finest. Oh. That's me. Technology is my thing.
So we got two AKAs, two real AKAs in here.
Where you at, Jay?
You gotta get one.
Mr. Fat is kind of not gonna work.
Some people don't know what a Fat is.
All right.
Exactly.
True.
Well, am I going to say AKA Dr. Sports? I'll stick with that, no.
Dr. Sports?
I don't know. I'll take some time to get it.
Take the week to...
Y'all think that's going to work? Dr. Sports? This guy says his name should be Dr. Sports.
Listen, like it's a sports podcast. Think about it, all right? All right. You're right.
All right. You know, funny opening, as always, but on a serious note, I just want to say rest in peace to Isaiah Thomas's sister, Chyna Thomas, who passed away earlier this week, 22 years old. And one car crash accident, and you know, young life, sad story. And real quick on safety, on reading up on what happened, she didn't have her seatbelt on, and she crashed into the pole. And I think that having a seatbelt on, she would have better chances at surviving the accident. So please, when you're driving, wear your seatbelt, man. In New York, it's the law, but everywhere else, wear your seatbelt, all right? Rest in peace, China.
Buckle up. Rest in peace, China.
And Isaiah Thomas, shout out to you, man, because I'm not sure if I could have been playing in playoff-type atmosphere and playing as well as you are, especially currently right now during this game 4, with all that emotion going on. And I know you just came back from Washington and everything, so shout outs to you, and we're supporting you, brother. I may not want your team to win, but you got my support. All right? Now, listen, last week was a great episode, and I got to thank our special guest, Eli, a.k.a. Adrenaline, Eli Johnson, and Dan Johnson, a.k.a. Feminist Dan. They came through, they did their thing, but one thing we didn't cover was Executive of the Year in that NBA episode for Season Award Special. So we got to touch on that, but I have a quick call-out, because as you see, we have guests on the show. We are looking for a female sports enthusiast to come on the show.
Y'all heard that?
If you're a female and sports is your thing, we welcome you to come and debate us. We would enjoy it. We would appreciate it. And we hope you take the invitation. But I have another call out. Mr. Michael Fagan. Michael Fagan. I know you hear your name right now, all right? You've been dipping and dodging, and I've been trying to get you to come out here on a Sunday and come debate us on some sports topics. Come on, big bro. I need you out here. I spoke to you earlier. You said maybe next Sunday, but I don't want to hear maybe. I want to hear definitely. All right, so come out here and bring your A game because we got more NBA playoff talk for you. We know that's your specialty. Come out here and bring your A game, bro, because we're going to bring ours. All right, so let's jump into that topic we missed last week, guys, in NBA Executive of the Year. Anyone want to go first and take this topic? No? We're getting a lot of shaking of the heads. I know Instagram Live is on, but this is still a podcast, so I'm going to need some words. All right. I'm going to go with I was going to go with Daryl Morey because I thought the roster overturn he had in the offseason, along with bringing in Mike D'Antoni, Justin and I got into heated discussion last week about him not being as good of a coach as people think because he needs a certain personnel, but Daryl Morey put the personnel together on the roster and hired D'Antoni, knowing that that's the personnel D'Antoni needs, and they finished third in the West after being, eighth last year?
Correct.
And I think that's a major turnaround. And he would have got my vote, but I think I got to go with Bob Myers of the Golden State Warriors.
Really?
Listen. If you're going to sign Kevin Durant, you're going to sign the second best player in the league, bro?
Gosh.
If you can sign the second best player in the league, I gotta throw you in there to make that work in terms of money wise under the cap and to facilitate. You know, you lost all facilitate that move in terms of you lost all three of your big men, including Bogut, Azili, and Maurice Spates. All right, you lose Spates, a big piece who used to come off the bench and put in some buckets. Lose Azili.
I don't know if Spates was a big piece,
He was a
decent piece. He wasn't a big piece.
No, I think I want to say he's a big piece because there'll be times where no one's cooking and he comes on the bench and he's cooking. He's hitting that shot and he spaces the floor, and I think he was a big piece to what they were doing off the bench. Now you lose all three of those guys. You lose Barbosa
because of Kevin Durant.
No, I know. I know. But that's what I'm saying. I think in having to lose all three of those guys, plus Barbosa, plus Harrison Barnes, you bring in Kevin Durant, and you somehow able to fit people under the veterans minimum with David West, with Petrulia, and with JaVale McGee, taking a real risk on JaVale McGee, Mr. Tragic Bronson, Shaq and the Fool himself, and pulling it together and still finishing the season 65-15. Listen, Bob Myers, you got it. Daryl Morey, maybe next year, brother. What do you guys think?
My vote is for Daryl Morey.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, he's number two on my list, so I'm not. I mean,
because when you look at it, nobody thought this Mike D'Antoni hire of being a coach was going to work out for Houston. You thought there was going to be a high playoff team? You thought there was going to be number three in the West?
At least top four. The reason I say that is because the personnel he put around him, I thought if everybody stays healthy.
I'm talking about before the personnel was put down. Mm-hmm. When they hired Mike D'Antoni they lost Dwight Howard.
No, I didn't.
Did anyone think they was going to be number three in the West?
No, but as I mentioned when I talked about Daryl Morey, I thought it was impressive to hire a coach and knowing that he needs the specific personnel to be a good coach.
And that's why I think he should be executive of the year, because he hired the coach and then he went out and got the pieces that he needed to make that team successful.
I agree
and
with
I
you.
And I feel like he had to do. I'm not saying you're disagreeing with me.
No, I'm there. Just listen. You bring in Kevin Durant.
I get your point about bringing in Kevin Durant, but he had to do more work because no one thought when you hired Mike D'Antoni that you would be a top four seed in the West.
I agree.
Maybe in the East, but not in the West. that's a tough road to do. And he got the pieces and he did what he had to do. So he got my vote.
I'm not disagreeing with any of you guys, execs.
But your guy's Phil Jackson.
Next tape. What about R.C. Buford, Spurs exec?
That's a smooth suit for my man Rudy Gobert.
I think all three candidates. You know, for me, it's basically the consistency, his ability to bring in pieces every year, and they contend. I understand. I think we're spoiled by the fact that Spurs would. Number two last year, and number two again this year.
What did he bring in?
I'm simply saying, okay, he brought in Gasol.
Okay.
After losing West. My thing is just the ability to keep the pieces going.
That's more of a longevity thing.
Okay,
like, he's always in there.
I understand that, but I feel like we're somewhat spoiled by the fact that Spurs is this great organization.
Yeah, with whatever
and he does an amazing job every year. Obviously, we know he cannot win it every year.
We know Akeem is spoiled by them, for sure.
Right.
I am. I'm not going to lie.
But I feel like, you know, he set the cornerstone, five champions.
Over Bob Myers and Daryl Morey? At least for this season?
I say yeah, because if you think about it, they won 60-plus games, because Golden State winning a little bit more. He doesn't get the acknowledgement, and the Rockets being able to go from 8th seed to 3rd seed this year.
Get the acknowledgement anytime because of how good the Spurs
are? He won it 2015 to 16.
It's the 2017.
I understand. But I'm not mad at any of your picks.
I can see the R.C. Buford thing, but it's... He's a great GM, but he hasn't done... He didn't do anything crazy this offseason, last offseason and this season for me to be like, ugh. And I think losing Boris Diaw actually is a hit on him in terms of... I think he should have tried to keep him on the team. I think they are missing him.
No, I'm not.
Even though they won 60-plus games this season. All right.
All right, we're going to jump into a different topic that we have never talked about on this show. This is actually a first for the show. We're going to talk about football. Real football, not American football. But,
You had a West Indian accent? Football.
We're going to talk about Barcelona, and how they lost in the championship to Juventus and is officially knocked out of the Champions League. You guys' thoughts on that?
I'm not crazy surprised. I'm really not. They lost last year. I don't recall.
Sorry, who. Jay. I just want to give a shout out to Siri and Akeem's iPad real quick.
No problem. Go ahead, am I a little surprised? Not necessarily. They were knocked out last year. Juventus beat them 3-0 and then they tied again 0-0. It was, I would say, a draw football and knocked them out. To me, I'm not necessarily surprised.
You know, I think everybody was expecting a magical comeback like they had last month against Paris Saint-Germain. And the magic ran out. I don't want to say I'm surprised. I know Juventus is a decent team, especially in Serie A over in the Italian league.
And who's their goalie?
Gigi Buffon.
All right, thank you very much. Okay. Continue.
one of the all-time greats in goalkeeping. He is old though, bro.
I know
he's got to be in his 40s.
First of all, you don't got to be. You know,
he's still holding down.
Young to yeah,
but you know, you still think that a team with Messi and Suarez and Neymar are going to produce every year. And my thing with this loss, actually, and I really wanted to talk to you about this, Jay, are these kind of big games where Messi isn't really producing? He had about 6 or 7 shots on goal that he just couldn't put in, especially a wide open goal on that corner kick where Gigi Buffon knocked it out of the box and it landed to him and he missed the goal wide left. And is Messi's legacy tainted because of his inability to really produce in the big games, especially on the international level? And with Cristiano Ronaldo showing what he did in the European League last year summer to win the championship over there, even though he missed the final game, but they wouldn't have got there without his heroics in the knockout stages. They both have similar resumes in terms of awards won and championships won at the team level, but with the international level being somewhat sparse in terms of accolades for Messi, is Messi's legacy tarnished by not being able to win the big game? And is Cristiano Ronaldo's resume now better than Messi's resume? I know, loaded question, my fault.
I don't think it tarnishes his legacy whatsoever. It just says, you know, he can't win at that international level, to me personally. Yes, in terms of Cristiano, he has that one on him, and I'm not necessarily sure if Messi will ever catch or tie him, to be honest with you, on the international level. But in terms of league, to me, Messi surpasses just the greats of football. I think
you got to come with names because you can't just say greats. But I think and when you want to talk about greats, I mean, you want to go talk about Ronaldinho, Ronaldo, Pele, these guys. Zinedine Zidane.
First of all, no one will ever surpass Pele.
That's what I'm saying. You got to give names.
No one would ever surpass.
But my thing is that, is he really surpassing the greats? Because the greats I've mentioned have won on the international level, not just one. They won World Cup. I mean, the European Cup is probably the second biggest tournament behind World Cup in terms of soccer.
Agreed.
But we're talking the names I just mentioned. We're talking World Cup winners, and they won on the team level.
No, agreed. It's not tarnished. I just think he doesn't surpass the greats, and he's definitely. I'll give you that. Ronaldo, in terms of Ronaldo winning I think
you think his resume is a little bit better now.
A little bit better, a lot better. To be honest with you,
I mean, all right, maybe tarnished was a little bit of a hard word, but
and he just scored his 500 goal.
Well, we know he could score, but he's not. He didn't score in this big game here against Juventus. And he needed to.
He won in Clásico, El Clásico today.
But they will probably lose because Real Madrid will have the advantage. Exactly, but that was the game they needed. They couldn't lose that game, and because they lost that game, they knocked out of the Championships League. So it's like, big game, no show. Big game when he's playing for Argentina, a lot of no shows.
Fair enough.
So, I mean, listen, Messi's a great player, and, you know, I'm really just picking hairs there, splitting hairs, I should say, but when you talk about the greats, you gotta compare to the greats,
and
you gotta
see what's going on. Agreed.
All right? So,
On to hockey, guys. Let's hear some...
Another first topic.
Another first... Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes. This is another first topic for us, hockey. We're just going to talk to you guys about the playoffs and predictions on who's going to win the cup. Guys?
Well, let me just give a quick shout-out to my New York Rangers out here. Boy, doing the do.
We're on the same
Okay, all right, Doing the do, holding it down for Madison Square Garden out here, man. All right? Okay? We can't have Knicks tape in the garden. We got Rangers tape. All right? So.
It doesn't sound as good.
It doesn't. Let me give you a quick rundown of what's going on. First of all, the only series that isn't over is the chokers of the Caps, the Washington Capitals versus the Maple Leafs.
You gotta call them chokers?
Perennial chokers. On the same level as Gonzaga and Villanova and those college teams that I was talking about earlier. All right.
Teams Brandon doesn't like.
I don't have any hatred to them. I don't like to pick them in my tournament bracket because they're known to be bracket busters. All right.
Fair enough.
So. The Caps are up 3-2 right now. I think they're currently playing against Maple Leafs right now. Hopefully, they'll be able to close out. We had the Rangers taking it to the Montreal Canadiens 4-2 in their series. Mm-hmm. The Penguins taking it to the Columbus Blue Jackets 4-1. We have the Ottawa Senators defeating Boston Bruins 4-6. And we have...
4-6?
Oh, 4-2 in 6 games. Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Minnesota Wild getting the brakes blown off by the Blue Jackets. St. Louis Blue Jackets 4-1. And we have the mighty Anaheim Ducks. Shout-outs to Emilio Estevez. Y'all know why. All right. Okay, coach. Whooping the Calgary Flames. Big time. 4-0. A sweep. And the Oilers trying to get some... Trying to bring it in the hot tub time machine maybe to some... when it was, times were better.
Beating
the San Jose Sharks in 6. All right. Now, I'll save the best for last since the team asked me to and go back to the Blackhawks losing to the Predators. All right. The number one seed losing to the Predators, the 8th seed, in a sweep. They lost 4-0. Now, this is the first number one seed ever in any sport. Let me repeat that.
Any sport.
Ever. In any sport.
Any sport.
To be swept by an 8th seed. Craziness. Michael Wilbon, you have some explaining to do with your Chicago Blackhawks, bro. All right? But now that, you know, I read off the first...
I got you, Michael. I got you. But
now that I read off the first round, you know, we don't know how the second round is going to be set up yet. So let's just go off to Sir Stanley Cup Finals predictions and see what you guys got to say.
I got Rangers.
Talk about it. Rangers tape.
Rangers tape, but I got them losing.
Two?
Penguins.
Okay, but that's... Okay.
Yeah, that's still East, that's, on the East.
Yeah, East on the East, bro.
I believe the Penguins play in the West, if I'm not mistaken. Not sure. We got to do a fact check on that, but...
Justin and I are doing a fact check right now.
It's Eastern Conference. All
right. But, well, I got the Penguins taking it.
Okay.
I just see them dominating.
Look, man. I'm sorry, man. We have to redeem from some time back. I definitely got the Rangers. All right.
Facts.
I have to, man. We all
about to be disappointed.
Versus either the Sabres or the Oilers. But you know what? I'll say Sabres. I like the fact that they played extremely hard against the Chicago.
The Blackhawks. So you have the 8th seed in the now.
I'm out to.
It's not the Sabres. You got the Predators. Not the Sabres. The Predators.
The Predators.
Yeah.
Guys, I know we don't normally talk about hockey. Let's pull it together a little bit, all right?
So we can bring about these teams.
So we can bring it back, all right?
No, I agree.
Listen, it's a sports topic. We're a sports show. We don't have to jump. We don't have to focus on
anything. I agree.
Predators. Right? So pull it together, guys, and finish the segment strong, all right?
All right.
You have the Predators against the Rangers.
I'm stuck between Oilers or Predators, to
be honest. Pick one, man. Stop riding the fence, man.
Go out on a limb. Pick the Predators.
With the Predators. Hey,
I do like your pick because their goalie is hot. He is hot right now. But the AC, I can't do that. I am living a little bit in my youth right now, and I'm going to go with the Anaheim Ducks because who didn't watch D2 every day, all day, 24/7? Thank you again, Emilio Estevez. Another shout out for you, my brother. You're hype. Versus, you know, the team of my youth, the team of my adulthood now, the New York Rangers. And I got the Rangers winning it in 6, 4-2, man. Let's go, man. Let's go.
Let me just say this.
I am not going to disrespect the Penguins. I know they're out there, and they definitely can give it to the Rangers if they choose to.
Got it, man.
And you know the Penguins. I mean, the talk of the Penguins just beat. They just beat the Columbus Jackets, Blue Jackets, and
yeah, they beat the Blue
Jackets. The Blue Jackets had a good record, man. They had a good record. They still gave it to them 4-1.
The Penguins are a hot team right now.
So they're out there, but you know, I got to have faith in the team in New York. I got to have faith in these Rangers. And you know, listen, Alex Ovechkin is my boy. I do respect that man.
That's another choke artist. Sorry,
but. You took the words right out of my mouth. He is the captain of the perennial choke artist team in the Washington Capitals, and although they have a great record and they know how to put the puck in the net, I just don't. Until they prove me wrong, I can't have faith in them, man. I just can't. All right, listen. From one playoffs to another, let's get into the NBA playoffs, guys. All right, let's get into that. All right. Now,
hot topic.
Always. Ball night tonight? Definitely. Ball night going on currently. All right, let me just read off. I'll just read off the series real quickly, and then we'll delve into some of the issues we've seen in the series. So, Cavs sweep the Pacers. The brooms are out. 4-0. Ridiculous. Paul George, less talking on the podium. More showing up in the games. Please. Thank you. Okay. Celtics and Bulls currently playing in game 4 right now. The Bulls are up 2-1. For the moment, we'll see how
it's tied 2-2. Celtics won.
They just won?
Yeah.
The game just finished?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I want to sit where you're sitting so you have direct... so I have a direct view of the TV, all right? All right, so 2-2 for the Bulls. Correction. Raptors and Bucks. 2-2. Listen, yo, Raptors.
Yeah. Let's talk about these Raptors.
Let me finish. And let me just say, Toronto, 6. The 6. Drake and I thank you very much, okay, for not having me to cut... To have me come here today and talk about you being down 1-3. Oh, okay. All right? The series is tied 2-2. Okay. We got the Wizards and the Hawks as the last series in the East. Wizards up 2-1. All right? Let's go to the West real quick. Golden State on the verge of sweeping the Trail Blazers. Not surprising.
We'll find out Tuesday.
Who was it? Dame? Dame was talking about they're going to beat Golden State in 6?
Yeah, he said it. But he said it as a joke.
Yeah.
He said it as a joke. In Dame's defense, he said it as a joke.
And to...
That's not good either.
As the leader, why would you...
I thought it was stupid. No, it's bulletin board information for the world.
As a leader, I can't instill weakness.
That's what I'm saying. It's bad. Either way, it's bad.
It's
either
bulletin... It was a lose-lose situation for him because you can't... If you ask that question, you can't say... Oh yeah, we're not gonna beat them.
Agreed.
But you also know who you're facing.
Yeah, I mean, you could give a politician type answer in your response.
No.
Dame is from Oakland.
No,
he ain't giving no politician type answer.
But continue. Right, listen, let me read off the rest of these series. Spurs and Grizz tie 2-2 with the close to buzzer beating shot by Marcus Gasol last night to tie the series. Rockets and OKC. Sadly, the Rockets are up 3-1. OKC really coughed up a game today. With some suspect, questionable play
and intelligence
towards the end of the fourth quarter.
And intelligence from D'Antoni, but continue.
Okay, Reno D'Antoni is a coach, bro. It's okay. Are you all right? and the Clippers-Jazz series. Clippers up 2-1 with an amazing game. CP3 pulling it out and really just null and voiding. Gary. Gordon Hayward's amazing offensive game.
That was an inside joke, guys.
Yeah,
2K joke. But an amazing offensive game by Gordon Hayward in Utah, and you know, just basically having him waste that because the Clippers were able to win that game. All right, let's talk about the Cavs Pacers series first off. I know none of us are really I'm a little surprised. Not that the Cavs. One,
listen, we're not surprised.
But continue, Brad.
We know you're not surprised. We know you're not surprised. I'm not surprised the Cavs won. I'm surprised that the Pacers didn't put up any type of fight. And I got to say, they're baby food. I've lost complete respect for them. And Paul George, I'm currently in the middle of deciding whether I've lost a little respect for you or not.
Whoa.
At the moment.
He went a little too far.
I'm not,
didn't, because I don't agree. He called out 3 of his teammates in each game of the press conference. I didn't agree with that. And you look at game 3, a game that we both think they were supposed to win. They were up by, what, 25?
28.
26.
Oh, yeah,
26.
You're right, 26.
Okay, 26.
25 at halftime. Yeah. 26, but the 25 at halftime was the biggest loss. Playoff loss ever. Well, comeback playoff loss ever.
Yeah.
For the Pacers and for any team. And the Pacers have their name on that. They own that now. And I want to talk to Paul George because during that streak where LeBron was dominating, He was building. He's building a summer house brick by brick during those two quarters. And I gotta say, if you're gonna have a big mouth like that at the press conference, you better have some big game. And
I mean, in his defense, he didn't have a terrible game.
But in order for him, I truly believe that he could be a superstar. But in order for him to be a superstar, you got to show me what LeBron showed me.
Superstar is a strong word, man.
I didn't call him a superstar yet. I think he has the talent and the capabilities to become a superstar. But to become a superstar, you got to do what LeBron did in that very same game. He took over and he pushed his stats to where he needed to be to get that win. And I didn't see Paul George do that in the same game. And he needed to. Especially when you see the team is throwing away a 25-point lead. All right? Agreed. But I think all of us agree that we're not surprised the Cavs won. I was at least expecting a 4-1.
Well, two people expect a sweep.
I expected a sweep.
I'm not surprised by the sweep, but I thought Pacers could get one. Jeez, they came and they were hot. All right, Celtics-Bulls series.
I'm not going to lie. I was surprised by the
Bulls going up 2-0?
Yes.
Jay?
I was not surprised. I actually had the Bulls winning the series. You Celtics fans, you got extremely lucky because Rondo got injured. Talk your trash now because let's be honest with you guys, all right? Everyone's surprised you're the one seed. Let's keep that real.
Wow. Okay. Tough words for the man that doesn't like Boston over here. But I'm going to agree with Jay. First of all, I wasn't surprised about the 2-0 series. I honestly thought the Bulls were going to win in 5.
4.
I know, I didn't think it was going to be a sweep.
You're right. All right. Six. I'll keep it real. Six.
Six would have been fine. 5 was, a push. But I thought that the Bulls had the series. And I agree. Rondo's broken thumb has totally changed the series. And so, Celtics, y'all get away with one. But when y'all meet them Wizards next round.
Or Hawks. Don't rule out the Hawks just as yet.
Okay. Since you want to talk about that, we'll get there in a second.
We both gave him the same look.
Raptors Bucks. 2-2 series. Anybody
want to
speak on that?
I still think it's Bucks. That's going to be the upset of the playoffs right here.
Justin?
I agree with my man's
Akeem. I mean, you have to. No.
And then I don't necessarily have to change my prediction. I just think the Raptors, you guys are not looking great whatsoever. And fine. If Mike Lowry. That was another inside joke. Kyle Lowry. I'm so sorry.
I know inside joke. Anybody seen Bad Boys before?
Right.
Man?
Right. So I'm sorry, Kyle Lowry, guys, but
Lowry.
For the most part, if he was really healthy, you guys, I would definitely not say the Bucks. But I'm not too sure if that wrist is still hurting. I know you're not about excuses, so.
I just thought DeRozan would have picked up the slack, man. He didn't do that in Game 3. Pathetic.
And that's why I think they would have still lost, even if Kyle Lowry was healthy.
I don't agree with that. I love the Bucks. They y'all know I love Giannis Antetokounmpo. I love the Bucks. I think they're an up and coming team. They remind me of a young OKC team when they were playing the Lakers that one year, and they forced them to 6 games, but the Lakers won. But they look hungry, they look athletic, they have length, and I think they're playing hard, and I like the way they're playing. I just believe that Toronto is going to pull it out. I have to. I picked them to beat the Cavs. They got to make out the first round. Please make it out the first round, Toronto. But I'm not going to come here and act like they are playing well. They're not, and I'm surprised by that. A little disappointed. I hope they get it together, but I still think they're going to win the series. But we'll see.
To stick on that series, I'm going to keep saying what I've been saying. I don't think they have it mentally. I really don't.
They don't look hungry. I agree. They don't look hungry.
Even if it goes to 7, I think they'll lose it in 7.
And,
they're not there mentally.
I have went away from what I normally do in not picking perennial jokers. But I just felt the way they started out this season and how strong they looked last playoffs, with playing badly in terms of offensive game and Kyle Lowry and DeMar Rosen, and still making it to the finals and pushing the Cavs, to 6 games? Decent for a team where your two stars can't put the ball in the basket for 3 rounds. The whole month of May, they couldn't put the ball in the basket. So I just thought with that and being able to win ugly games, you find your offensive game and you're able to do something this year. I still have that feeling. And maybe it's a bad, it is a bad matchup for them. I will say that.
It's a terrible matchup for them.
But all the more reason to think if they win that this is a good series for them to go in and really see the champs and try and go blow for blow with them and see what happens. All right. On to the West. Golden State, Portland.
This oh, we missed Atlanta Wizards.
Oh, you're right. My fault. Back on the East. Last one. Atlanta Wizards. 2-1. Surprising.
Surprising that Atlanta is actually playing hard and competing with the Wizards.
You thought they weren't?
I thought it was going to be honest, yeah, I thought it would have been like maybe 4-1, but...
It is going to be, it's still going
to
be 4-1.
I actually think Atlanta, to keep it honest with you, I think Atlanta's going to win the next game and keep it a series. I think it's going to go game 7, to be honest with you.
No, I think they finish it in 5.
I agree with Justin, I think it's going
to be... You think it was going 7?
I think it's going 7. Yeah. I think this is the most competitive series it's, out of the entire playoffs.
I disagree with that too.
The games were close, Wizards never punched them.
On the East, I think it's the most competitive series.
The Pacers-Cavs series was...
And we saw what happened.
Well, I know. I mean, the Cavs won, but in terms of entertainment and being close,
that's I'm not talking about in terms of entertainment. I'm talking about in terms of competitiveness and teams winning games.
Yeah. Okay,
I think the Hawks can win another 2 games.
Agreed.
I'm not going to say they can't do it. They can. I just don't think they're going to do it.
All I'm simply saying, if I thought they were really competitive in D.C., I thought...
They were, but they didn't close out. They came out angry in game 3 and punch the Wizards, but I don't think they do that in game 4.
I think they do that in game 4.
And punch them
just
again.
Just from the stir.
I don't think it's going to be competitive.
I went into the series before the game started and said that the Wizards were going to win in 5. I'm going to stick to that prediction.
I think it could be 6-7.
I mean, we're going to find out. Yeah. We'll find out. All right, now on to the West. What should be the shortest one? Golden State, Portland.
Yeah, that's a sweep.
I'm hoping you Blazers could at least win game 4 for me. At least give Golden State a little push, all right?
It's a sweep. They don't care. Yes. They don't need their best player in Kevin Durant. They don't even need the damn coach, all right?
Exactly.
Yo, shout outs to Mike Brown, who is the king of being able to coach teams that don't need coaches. He did it with LeBron in Cleveland, and he did it last night. So, Mike Brown, shout out to you. You are an amazing coach when you don't have to coach because the team is that good, all right?
Also,
trophy goes to you, bro.
Also to Steve Kerr, feel better, man. Definitely feel better, man.
Good side note, because these injuries, he might have to retire from coaching, bro, if this continues, man. I would hate to see that.
It sounds like a Phil Jackson kind of thing.
No, I think it's worse. I think it's worse. I would hate to see that, but because he's a great coaching mind, but.
Agreed.
That would suck. All right. One last thing. I think if Jurkic had played and was healthy and didn't miss the games, I think the series would have been.
As well as Azili, you know.
Yeah. Azili's been out.
But I'm just simply saying, yeah, in terms of giving them Jokic, a center to.
Yeah, I think the series might have been a little bit more competitive. I don't know if Blazers would have won, but it would have been nice to see.
Yeah.
All right. Spurs-Grizz, 2-2. What do you guys have?
I think the Grizzlies are showing a lot of grit.
That's their motto.
It's the grindhouse. I know. I get it. But I honestly did. I thought it would have been 4-1.
Really? Okay.
I did.
Jay?
Okay. Let's be honest with you. I thought it would have been a sweep. And the only reason
for the Spurs.
Yes. Wow. And the only reason simply why it's 2-2 right now is because of Fizdale's rant. To keep it honest with you,
Are you saying they're playing with more heart because of his rant?
I think it's a little bit of that, as well as referees hesitant to call certain times.
I don't agree with that. I have stacks to back that.
Okay, because in games 3, Spurs still had more free throws than them.
But listen, after the game 2 rant, they went into game 3 in the grindhouse, and Spurs had 28 free throws, and they had 20. So the Spurs not only had more free throws, but it's not like the Grizzlies' free throws bumped up so much that it was like, oh, man, it was definitely the refs had their back in this game. What I will say to the Fizdale rant is that I do think it brought some morale. It increased morale in the locker room. I'll say that. I will also say this. If Tim Duncan was playing, I think this would have been a sweep for sure. And because defensively, and we saw it in that last play with Marc Gasol's game winner, Pau Gasol, LaMarcus Aldridge, these guys, not defenders. LaMarcus Aldridge has never been a defender. Pau Gasol, not a defender anymore.
I keep asking you, I thought the series was over because the Spurs beat them so badly in San Antonio.
Well, like we always say, it's only one game, man.
Is that very true? Well, two games. It was 2 games. So.
But they only count as one. You can lose by 50. They only count as one game.
Agreed.
0-0 in the next game. All right.
Take that for data.
Rockets OKC. I'm not surprised the Rockets are up 3-1. I am surprised that the OKC had a chance to not only maybe be up 3-1, but definitely be tied 2-2. And I think they're playing with grit, but mentally, from the neck up, they aren't finishing games in the fourth quarter when they need to. And it hurts, man. It hurts because Russell's one of my favorite players.
For me, I just think both teams have different types of advantages. Obviously, Thunder have their advantages in terms of the paint, rebounds, but for some reason they're being out-rebound, which I completely don't understand.
I don't think they have as big of an advantage as you think. The Rockets have Capella, he's a rebounder, and they have, as we saw today, Nene, 23 and 12.
No, I'm sorry, 28 points.
Is it 28? 28 and 12. They have their big man on their own side, so it's not as much of an advantage as I would like to think, or you would like to think.
And obviously, the Rockets have the huge advantage in terms of perimeter shooting. Oh, for sure. That 3-point shooting is good. I'm not surprised by the outcome. I actually thought Rockets was going to beat this team 4-2.
I'm not surprised by this at all. I actually thought it was going to be a sweep. Because
not even a 4-1, not even a gentleman sweep.
No, because I figured as much as Russell Westbrook did in the regular season, mm-hmm. Everything gets ramped up in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So there was no way, as much as he can do, that he can carry that team to even one win, in my opinion.
He proved you wrong.
He's Superman. He's showing his ability to be Superman. Other than that,
yeah, but listen. It's done.
The series is done now.
Shout out, it would have
been nice if they could have tied it up.
True. Yeah.
Anyway, Clippers Jazz, 2-1.
It might be 2-1 the other way around
if Rudy Gobert
was playing. I'm not gonna lie about that.
I think I was still shocked that the Jazz still won Game One. To be honest, this series is weird. Because we have the two injuries to
Blake Griffin and Rudy Gobert.
Their top two best players, right. And Rudy Gobert going out, and I think he came back tonight. But Blake Griffin out for the series, out for the playoffs. And it would have been nice to see both teams having healthy squads. We're unable to see that. And because of that, I'm not really going to say anything. I'm just going to say I hope the Jazz do win because their squad has just become healthy. And with Blake Griffin being out, I really don't want to see another cakewalk for Golden State. Because they get a lot of cake works, and I'm tired of it. In terms of Blake Griffin, quick stat on him. Sources say that the surgical procedure he had to remove the loose bodies from his knee in December is related to what was confirmed Saturday as a season-ending plantar plate injury to his right big toe.
That's rough.
And he's out, as I said before, he's out for the entire playoffs. And seeing as this is a contract year, if he opts out, this might have been the last time we see Blake Griffin in a Clippers jersey.
Well,
can I ask Brandon a question before you go?
True.
Are you done with saying Clippers is your hopeful team
for the finals?
For anything.
For this year, yeah, I will ask you guys if I'll be able to.
So if they come back,
let me finish. I will ask you guys if I'll be able to pick a new Western Conference team for the finals. Seeing as I'm losing Blake Griffin, we all know that they're not going to make it.
Sure.
Right,
you can do that.
That's one. Two, if Chris Paul and Blake Griffin both opt out of their contracts and go for big money, $200 million contracts, and get signed and come back to the Clippers, I'm still gonna have faith in them, man. I don't know what it is. I just they have the personnel, man. They're just missing the 10%. It's like, man, they're there. And the year that they lost when they were up 3-1 against the Rockets, that was their year, and I was so disappointed in that. That choke job, but I'm not gonna say I'm gonna have faith in them, but I will say I will believe in them, and I'm a fan. I'm gonna believe in them, and it is what it is.
Now to add to his comments, simply it's like this: if I was you Clippers fans, I would hope Blake Griffin opts out, so we don't have to pick him up, and we can pick up Paul George, okay? And
technically, they could pick up both.
True, but
clearly
we know he's not going to opt out his contract. He's not an idiot, simply because, to be honest with you.
Blake Griffin?
Yes. To me, you're injury prone, bro. You're a chokester. You've been injury prone last year.
Is he a chokester or is he injury prone? Both?
I
don't know if he's both, but I'll say he is injury
prone. I don't know if he's a chokester, but he's definitely injury prone.
Well, they choked the 3-1 lead, and he was on the team healthy that year.
One choke doesn't make you a chokester, bro.
Fair enough.
Everybody's choked up something.
I'm depending if
he choked with the finals against the Mavs.
True, yes.
All right, everybody has it's when you're perennial chokers that you get the choke tag. He is injury prone.
I keep honest with you, I'm just over you. Just the fact that you're injury prone, bro. At this point in time, I needed you to be this dominant force, and you've become that, but it has setbacks, and
you can't fault him for being injury prone, man. I mean,
I'm tired about it, bro.
You know who I fault for him being injury prone?
To be honest with you,
I fault the Clipper staff. I think the Clipper staff is doing a terrible job with keeping him healthy.
I could agree with that.
Always injured, and Chris Paul, as much as they're freak injuries, they're freak injuries. But come on, man, you gotta be able to keep these guys' bodies better.
I'll give you the Blake Griffin for sure.
Look at the Phoenix Sun staff that they had when Shaq and Grant Hill and all these old guys
played the entire season. Yeah,
and Steve Nash, and these guys were balling and they were healthy. Like, get a staff like that, man. Come on,
there are not many staffs like that out there. We know that the Phoenix Sun staff is a very unorthodox medical staff in how they treat their players. I agree with you that Blake Griffin, but the CP3 I can't give, because the man is breaking his finger in people's jerseys like that. You no matter, the Phoenix Sun staff would have had the same issue.
They're playing hard, man.
Agreed.
I think the Phoenix Sun staff would have gotten harder than
look. Blake Griffin I'm a fan of Blake Griffin and his play, and it's a shame to see him so injury prone. I'm not gonna give up on him though. I think his work ethic allows him to come back and play at the level.
But is he worth a max contract because the fact that he's injury prone?
Exactly.
If they give him a max contract, I'm not gonna say no, they shouldn't have given him. I won't be surprised either way if he gets what he gets. I'm on the fence with it. I either way, max or no max,
he gets it because of expectation and body of work that he's put in. But I mean, does he deserve it?
He is a max player. Is he not a max player? Injuries, if you put injuries, you take injuries, you put in a box. Is he a max player?
Yes.
Jay, you have to think about this?
I guess.
How is it? The man is he's a 20
injury prone aside.
He's a 29-5 assist dude. 22-9-5 assists. He's not a max player.
Much better, I guess. Yeah.
But it's like, oh yeah, I guess. I mean, y'all kind of make
without injuries. Yes, he's
How many power forwards are better than him in the league right now? Injuries to the side. I mean, with injuries, I mean, you're going to be able to take people. But without injuries,
he's like second or third, obviously. You know, you got to put AD.
Okay, and in terms of top 10 players, is he any, injuries aside, would he be in your top 10?
If he's like number 10.
Yeah. Okay, it's fine. He could pick up the 8, 9, 10 spot, but I mean, the top 10 players in the league are
if
max.
If he's even in that.
Top 10 players are all max players in the league.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he's in my top 10, for sure. 8, 9, 10 spot around that area, but he's making the top 10. And injury prone as he is right now, he's in my top 20, for sure.
How about injury prone? I'll give you top 20.
Because when he plays, he's an issue. And Justin, I'm surprised that you're being so hard on him about if he's a max player, if he's not injured, because you know the way he's able to dominate. One of the few players in the league that's able to really dominate against Draymond Green and his defense. And you've said that before, so I'm surprised that saying that, you still give him a hard time. But, yo, Blake, listen, get well, man. Hope you make the right decisions for what you got to do. I would suggest you just opt in, come back healthy next year, and then go for the max after that, man. All right? So, on to the next topic, because I think that's it for the playoffs for now. We have our final. New finals pick, right?
Yeah, quick.
All right, I still got Toronto. They're still in it. I'm not going to give up on them. It's only 2-2. And on the West.
No, you only get to choose the West. Leave the East.
I hate going chalk with Golden State, man.
So you don't think the Spurs can make the finals?
Let's go Houston, man. Let's go Houston.
Ooh.
Wow.
Let's go Houston.
I like it. I like it. All right.
Houston, Toronto, man. If there's a year for the apple cart to be upset and knocked over, I think it's this year. The chance for this year for the chalk teams to maybe not make it, for sure.
I like the pick.
I see the chink in the armor in some of these teams, so we'll see.
A lot of pick. All right. Next topic. Tiger Woods has his fourth back surgery. What do you guys think about it?
Man, listen.
can I chime in first?
Go ahead.
Let me chime in first, all right?
He's like, hold on. Before I let you answer my question about what we think about it, let me chime in first,
all right?
Let me chime in. All right, Jay, go ahead, man.
Honestly, it's so sad because it's his fourth back surgery in 4 years. And he's sidelined for at least 6 months, so we don't even know if he's gonna play for another year.
Well, we know he's not gonna play for any of the majors.
Very true. For me, I feel like he tends to play less and less, less and less and less. I'm sorry to say this, but you're not golf anymore, bro. I'm sorry. They're trying to find new faces for you.
I don't agree with that. they are trying to find new faces. He's still Goff, and when he plays, even as bum as he plays now, everyone is still hoping. He's still
box office.
Everyone still wants to tune in on TV. They want to go see him, and they're still hoping to get a glimpse of that red polo shirt, okay. Black pants, Sunday tie.
Okay, as much as I respect you, Tiger, here's some advice, all right? There's a couple things you can either do, all right? we can do two things, right? We can retire, all right? And you can still somewhat be the face of golf, you know? Show up, push these newbies that's coming up in the game of golf today. Or here's my second advice. Maybe take an approach, maybe lose a little bit of weight, you know, muscle mass, and hopefully we could take a little bit of pressure off your back. And, you know, those are the two things. But I respect you. I do think you're a Hall of Famer. And I don't know, man. That's all I got for you, man. I'm sorry.
Akeem?
I mean, Justin pretty much said it all. But I think he should definitely retire. I was saying that weeks ago.
Yeah, you were.
True.
I don't think he should even join the senior PGA. I don't.
Why are you so wrong?
It's not being wrong. It's being a realist. Like you said, four back surgeries in 4 years. He needs to just hang it up. He has a tremendous legacy. Stop making it worse. It's like Jordan coming back to the Wizards. You're just making it worse, man. He needs to give it up. And I think
Jordan can still put the ball in the basket, though.
I'm sure Tiger Woods can still put the ball in the hole. Maybe not as quick as he did back in his heyday.
Okay.
But he can still put the ball in the hole. I do think he should go to the analyst route because that will still bring money into golf and still put money in his pockets.
Come on. It's not like he needs money in his pockets.
He doesn't need it, but then why keep coming back?
Yeah, claiming he's still the legacy. Face. Okay, continue.
Legacy.
Go ahead, B. Let's hit us.
He needs to give it up.
Let's hit us, B.
All right. On the back surgery, this is the back surgery that he was trying to not have, that he'd been pushing back and trying to rehab, and he was trying to avoid this one. So finally went and had it, and I don't know how he's gonna look after. Maybe this is the back surgery he needed to have to really show some glimpse of who he was before. We've seen Peyton Manning have four neck surgeries and go out and win an MVP and a Super Bowl.
Did he look good?
Yes, I'm just saying the number of surgeries doesn't mean that you can't come back. Now, I will say this, Tiger, I have hope for you to come back and look somewhat decent, but the writing, if it's not on the wall, it's currently being written on the wall for you. So I think if you come back after this and you just don't have it, senior PGA for you, bro. I'm not gonna be hard as Akeem, right?
Word.
Senior PGA for you, bro.
You're kind of harsh there, man.
You're still one of the greatest golfers to ever play the game, in my book. And I miss seeing you out there and seeing your dominance. But at some point, you really gotta look at your health and say, listen, do I want to be able to walk when I'm 60? Because you're 41 right now, man. So, but listen, again, I feel like I'm saying this all episode. Speedy recovery, bro. Healthy recovery. Get better, man. All right.
Let me tell you why I think the senior PGA is not for him. He has back surgery. He's having all these back surgeries now.
Mm.
These guys on the senior PGA tour, they're all like old, but they're lively, and they're all walking around. They're hype. They're calling up Mike and Mike in the morning, talking about, oh, we could beat you and beat him and beat him. Yeah, and they're like 70, 80 years old.
The workload isn't as much as the regular PGA tour, so that's what I'm saying. That might be better for him if that's the route he wants to go.
What workload does Tiger have right now?
No, I'm just saying the workload of a person that is on the PGA Tour compared to a person that's on the senior PGA Tour.
And my question to you guys is, what workload does he have right now? Because he's not doing anything on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, but he was training to be on the PGA Tour, so the practices he's doing every day, let's not act like he's just sitting home on a lazy boy watching McIlroy or whoever, or Phil Mickelson win majors. He's trying to put the work in to come back.
Yeah, he's trying to put the work in, but he's still that same work he's gonna have to put in to be even play on a senior PGA tour. I don't think it's gonna happen.
I don't see that. I don't agree with it, because the senior PGA tour, when you win, it's not like, oh man, that's not legacy. It's,
yeah, but
PGA
but,
tour is legacy.
At the senior same PGA time, tour is for golf you. Is not a sport you could just wake up in the morning and just be like, oh, I'm gonna just go dominate golf. I'm Tiger's mentality. he's not going to say, all right, if I'm on the senior PGA Tour, I'm just going to go out here and try to have fun with these old guys.
I don't know.
He's going to try to dominate.
I don't know if that's his mentality anymore. And I think we've seen it since he hasn't been as dominant that he's mentality-wise, he's just a different person. So that might not, that same.
Ever since the incident.
That
oh
same.
Oh my gosh, y'all so wrong, yo.
That same so cutthroat attitude he used to have before. That's not who he is now, man. So maybe he might actually be able to survive this. You going to hold on to the iPad or you just going to press Siri and drop it all podcast long?
You just going to call out all my iPad
mishaps? Whenever there's a thump or a noise that's not supposed to be on there, I'm going to have to call it out so people know what's going on, all right? All right.
You got it. But we're going to switch into another topic. A topic that we don't talk about that much. But it's Major League Baseball.
This is the last episode we're going to say. We don't talk about it that much. We know this is the first time we're talking about. That's it, all right? We talk about all sports, man.
We just stay in facts. We just ain't fine.
Whatever, man. Go ahead.
We don't talk about it that much. But we're talking about baseball. And we're going to talk about the surprises so far for the season. My biggest surprise is the Toronto Blue Jays starting off 5-13. This is a team that some of us thought we're going to make it to the World Series last year. And for them to start off 5-13, I think it's a major shock. Another surprise I have, the Yankees coming out to a hot start.
Let me handle my New York teams too, man.
All right, go ahead. Am I not from New York too?
I mean, barely.
Okay. The Yankees coming out 11-7.
Talk about it.
And they out here balling. And also, the injuries that happens to the Mets. Their pitching staff and pretty much their whole team is just getting knocked down one by one by one. And I just think it's crazy.
Jay?
In terms of some surprises in the American League, the Orioles, to me, 12-5, that's, a pretty step up. I'm a little surprised that the Yankees agreed. For me, Orioles, the ability to win away and home is pretty good for me. Also, to the Astros as well, with the ability to win home and away, they're a huge surprise in the AL West. And then in terms of the National National League, for me, I'm not too surprised about the Nationals. Bryce Harper's looking pretty good. He's leading his team. He's hitting the ball as well. He played with injury last year. They're doing pretty good. To me, a huge surprise is the NL West, the Rockies, to me, being 13-6. I think they're playing extremely great baseball. Defense is looking good, and the pitching is not bad. I guess, in terms of stats, I'm a little shocked with the Mets. Not too shocked. Huge shock to me is, the Red Sox 11-8. So those are a couple of surprises. I thought they should have a little bit better records. Go ahead, B.
On the AL, I agree with you, Jay. I have the Astros in there, 13-6. Not expecting them to come out, blazing like that. And the Yankees, I wasn't even expecting them to be in playoff contention this year. I thought they're still kind of in the rebuild mode. So, of course, as being my team, 11-7, they look good. Pitching looks like it could hold up. Their bullpen, oh my gosh, they might have one of the best bullpens, if not the best bullpen in MLB this year. So
that was them last year too, though.
No, but I mean, they look even better this year, man. They looking strong. So I mean, if they can continue with the bats and getting some runs batted in, I think we have a chance to make the playoffs. And that would be great because it's unexpected. And that just shows that if we make the right moves in the offseason coming up, that, next year maybe we'll be contending for a World Series. So that's great. On the National League side, with you, Jay, I have the Rockies and the Diamonds also.
Yeah, 12-7. The Rockies,
13-6. You didn't mention Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks, who had a horrible season last season, and they thought they were going to look good, especially when they signed Zach Greinke last year to a big money contract. And, I guess it's paying dividends a year later, now being 12-8. 4 games over 500. So we'll see if they continue, if they look better towards the middle of the season. But I'm still shocked to see that they seem to have turned it around from last season. Now, the last big shocker I will have is the Mets. You mentioned injury to the pitching staff, Akeem, but I mean, they have a legitimate 5-man rotation that, any of those guys
go out.
So it's like, I still don't expect them to be under 500, even if they get some injuries to some of their rotation. And to be 8-10, and expecting them to look, you had them as your World Series pick.
I do. I still do.
Okay.
It's still early.
It is, but it's still a little shocked that they started out 8-10. I wasn't expecting them to be under 500. Even with some of the injuries, I thought that they still would be able to overcome that. So those are some of the surprises. I'm hoping for a good MLB season this year, and I'm hoping that my Yankees make me happy, man. The fitted is ready. It's fresh. It's clean. It's just asking to be worn. And if you guys are going to win, I'm going to wear it. Okay. We thought we weren't going to have enough time, but... Oh, no. Outro music already, bro. I kind of want to touch a topic real quick, man.
Which topic were you going to touch?
Carmelo Anthony Lala, man.
Real quick. Also, too, we throw in some condolences to Jess Kersey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, true.
One of the all-time great refs in the NBA. So rest in peace to him. Justin, I believe he died of...
Cancer.
Did I say cancer? Yes. Okay, so you know, rest in peace to him at, what, 76?
Yeah, around there, yeah.
Okay, Carmelo and Lala. You guys have any thoughts?
Akeem?
I mean, it's very unfortunate. It's tough on Carmelo. Carmelo got caught, bruh.
Carmelo, let me tell you something, listen, brother.
I mean,
D-Wade had...
Don't say that statement.
A child with somebody.
Don't say that
Gabrielle
statement.
Gabrielle Union still stayed with him.
Don't say that statement.
Kobe Bryant has little issues in Denver.
Lala's not Denver.
I'm not finished.
Don't say that statement.
Vanessa, stay with him.
Please don't say that statement.
Carmelo, let me tell you, bro. If you don't win rings, you can't behave in that manner, all right?
Don't say that statement.
You can't behave in that manner, all right? Listen, all jokes aside, you know, it's a sad situation. I saw a picture of Lala the other day, and she looked like she has been crying her eyes out. So I feel sorry for her. I hope they're able to reconcile. And that's my hopes for them, but man, tough situation.
On a personal side of things, I'm minding my business, right? I got on a personal side of things, on a sports side of things, Melo, man, new start, man, new team. I keep it honest with you on that one. I hope you get your family back, man. I support you, man. But on a personal side, on the sports side of things, get your life together.
I heard somebody say apparently Melo don't know how to keep rings, so.
yeah, man. On the sports side of things, man, I think you need time a fresh start.
But
yeah.
In terms of the sports side, listen, you have all the chips are on your side of the table, man. They can't force you to be traded. So I say waive you, man. Get paid, make them waive you and choose what team you got to go because they can't move you unless you agree to it. You got the no trade clause, and Phil Jackson's dumb behind gave it to you because there's no reason to put that in your contract.
And they're making you a scapegoat over there. So
it is what it is. Yeah. Listen, for you and Lala, I hope you guys are able to get it together. Not just for your son's sake, but just, you know, for love's sake, man. Just do it. Get it together. Behave yourself, brother. All right? So. Is that a little pound cake?
This is a little pound
cake. A little Drake over there? Okay. Listen, thank you guys for tuning in.
Wait. Can I give a quick shout-out to Serena Williams?
Do what you gotta do, bro.
Winning, what was it, the Australian Open?
While she was pregnant?
That's major. That's big talk.
That's huge, bro.
It's not just major. It was a major. All right, shout out to Serena for sure. Actually,
yeah.
Thank you guys for tuning in again. Listen, we gotta run down everything we're on. We are on IG at Please Excuse My Tone. That's on Instagram.
Yep.
We are officially on Twitter. We don't have. I think we have 2 followers.
We need more people.
So please follow on Twitter. Again, that at Twitter, it's P_E_M_T. All right. So those are the PEMT. Please excuse my tone there. So follow on Twitter. We promise to put up some good content, funny stuff. All 3 of us will be on there throughout the day saying nonsense, making jokes, and speaking sports to you. We are on Facebook. Please excuse my tone. On Facebook, type it in. Like the page and you'll get all our new content from new posts about whatever's going on in sports. Also, and whenever we drop our podcast, if you're not subscribed on iTunes, that gets me to my next thing, iTunes. Subscribe there. You also get the alert when our new podcast drops once a week. If you don't have iTunes, you're not on iTunes. Lastly, we're on Podomatic. You can go there and listen to all our episodes there for free. All of this is free. Free 99. Love don't cost a thing, as Nick Cannon said. And who? Christina Milian. And this doesn't cost a thing either. So, join in, tune in, whatever, and share us, man. Share the love. Please. Share the love. We would appreciate that. And thank you for tuning in and listening. It's been a great episode 13. Please excuse my tone. We're out, man.
Later.